brought to you by Penguin.
Brotherless Knight by V.V. Ganeshanathan. Read by Nirmala Rajasingham.
For my family. There is no life for me apart from my people. Rajini Thiranagama. History is also a casualty of terror. Rajan Hole. Prologue, New York, 2009. I recently sent a letter to a terrorist I used to know. He lives near me, here in New York City. And when I opened the envelope and slid in the note that said, "I would like to come and see you," I thought of how much he had always required of me, and how little I had ever asked of him. Even when I was growing up in Sri Lanka, before I had ever heard the word terrorist, I knew that if a certain kind of person wanted something done, I should comply without asking too many questions. I met a lot of these sorts of people when I was younger because I used to be what you would call a terrorist myself. We were civilians first. You must understand. That word, terrorist, is too simple for the history we have lived. Too simple for me. Too simple even for this man. How could one word be enough? But I am going to say it anyway, because it is the language you know, and it will help you to understand who we were, what we were called, and who we have truly become. We begin with this word, but I promise that you will come to see that it cannot contain everything that has happened. Someday the story will begin with the word civilian, the word home. And while I am no longer the version of myself who met with terrorists every day, I also want you to understand that when I was that woman, when two terrorists encountered each other in my world, what they said first was simply, "Hello," like any two people you might know or love. Part 1. A Near Invisible Scar. 1. The Boys with the Jaffna Eyes. Jaffna, 1981. I met the first terrorist I knew when he was deciding to become one. Kay and his family lived down the road from me and mine in one village of the Tamil town called Jaffna in Sri Lanka. The Jaffna Peninsula is the northernmost part of the country. Many people have died there, some killed by the Sri Lankan army and the state, some by the Indian peacekeeping force, and some by the Tamil separatists, whom you know as the terrorists. Many people, of course, have also lived. In early 1981, I was almost 16 years old. I already wanted to become a doctor, like my grandfather, and I had recently begun attending my brother's school, where girls my age were accepted for advanced level studies. In those days, I thought mostly about the university entrance exams. Kay, too, dreamed of medical school, and this was what made us alike, long before Kay chose the movement, long before I treated patients in a New York City emergency room, long before we became so different. Kay had the upper hand from the first, not because he was 1 year older or a boy, but because I was his patient. Our meeting was both gruesome and fortunate for me. On the day that we met, I was boiling water for tea. I had to use a piece of cloth to hold the pot's metal handle. But that morning the cloth slipped, the handle slipped, and the pot slipped, pouring scalding water all over me. I screamed and screamed for my mother, "Amma!" My shrill voice carried out onto the road where Kay was passing, letting his bicycle fall in the dirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?